This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam Wadeen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
We appreciate this opportunity to address the radio audience and to be here on this first Sunday of the year and this first day of the year. And I wish all of you all a happy new year and a very prosperous new year. We hope that the year we are in now will be better than the year that just went out. And I believe it will be for all of us. We're addressing the need for reform. The future that we are facing is going to bring about more demand for reform, more support for reform. Reform for public education in the United States of America, but also reform for almost everything that we have been supported by. Everything almost that we have been supported by. This is a new world we're living in. It's a new time and a new world. The world was once having one-sidedness, just seeing one way, and was not respecting the whole people or the whole population of this planet Earth. It was moving very selfishly in the direction of what it wanted and ignoring justice. Before 1945, the world had no, quote, institution, end quote, or legal organization whereby a nation threatened by another nation could take its complaints and be heard. A Catholic peace building movement publishes a magazine titled Living City. One of this featured article says, after 60 years, the United Nations will be facing a demand for more serious reform. Public education in the United States, the natural environment, respecting the natural environment for the good of the environment itself, but also to save human life on this planet. Shrinking fuel supplies, poverty, and starvation. Now, I know when I was young, I wanted to drive, long before I was of age to drive. I used to ride in the car with senior or older brothers in the temple who had cars. They called temple back then, the place of worship. And I'd sit there and I'd be imagining myself under the wheel. And my father, sometimes, occasionally, he would try to take us in his car, and I was there imagining myself under the wheel. I got the opportunity to drive a truck long before I was of age. This brother asked me, I was about 14 years old, he said, would you like to go with me and make some extra money? I said, yes. So I went with him. He had a nice truck, like maybe a two-ton truck. That's the way I remember it. I think looking at it with my eyes now, I think it's probably about 2.5 ton maybe. And he would load it, overload it, with what we call junk. And he would take the junk to the junkyard. And he would sell glass, he'd sell metal he'd pick up. And he would pick up a lot of paper and cardboard. He would sell that and rags, old rags. And once we were driving along, I think it was 43rd Street, and he said, would you like to try it? I said, yes. So he pulled over and stopped, and I got under the wheel. And believe me, I drove well the first time under the wheel, because I had been driving all the time, imagining myself in the driver's seat all the time. So it wasn't difficult. I just followed what I was observing. I did the same thing, and it, I had to get used to everything. But I even measured spaces, you know. While the other driver was driving, I would imagine the space he could get through and the spaces he could not get through. So I drove that truck, and seeing all these vehicles now on the road, and some of the people that's in them, they passed, they got their license, but really, they shouldn't be behind the wheel. Some of them look like they're trying to hit me, and I'm dodging them, and look like they're trying to follow me to hit me. I don't know, this is really an unconscious world, a world that's got a spirit controlling it. Most of the people are controlled by a spirit that's not intelligent. It's not the spirit that came from good parents. It's not the spirit that came from good teaching, education. No. It's not the spirit that comes from the individual's good thinking. It's another spirit. And that spirit is really causing us a lot. So we're going to have to reform our spirit. We have to reform our spirit. And we can reform our spirit. All you have to do is reform the way you think. Reform the way you think and everything will change for the better. As the Bible says, and as the philosopher said before the Bible had it, a philosopher said, as a man thinketh, so is he. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the Quran says, think, for surely thinking will profit you. Yes, think. And W.E.B. Du Bois said, that our political leader, and well, really, he started the NAACP. He was the one to start what we call now the NAACP. He said, our people will progress in the measure that we are willing to teach our children to think. Think. I remember parents correcting us. Hey, you better use your head, you better think. Yeah, they would insist that we think. Behavior without thought is blind behavior. And a lot of good habit is acceptable, but crazy habit is not. Imagine now, your car or a truck, a motor vehicle, and you're going down the street, flying down the street at the speed limit or above. You have no brakes. Your steering doesn't work. You grab the wheel and it doesn't work. It won't turn you left or right. No brakes and no steering. You wouldn't drive a vehicle like that. But many of us live like that. No brakes. No steering. In fact, when we see the danger, instead of turning left to get out of the way of it, we persist in just going headlong the same way. So we are having a spirit and a behavior that's reckless. At-risk behavior. Terribly at-risk behavior. We need to reform it. And we got to reform it. We don't have homes anymore, the majority of us, that represent intelligent guidance for us. And it's not because it's not wanted in those homes. It's because the world scene, and for most of us, I'm speaking of right now, in these towns and cities that I mentioned earlier, the world scene is a street scene. The behavior in the streets, the attitudes in the streets, the things that attract your attention, you who are in the streets, the songs you listen to, the music you like, the movies you like. And by the way, we need to reform our mind, so that our minds will come up from being so low down. It's a shame that I can't find hardly a decent movie in some of these African Americans' neighborhoods, some of the black neighborhoods. I can't find a decent movie. And I got really fed up, and I was getting a little angry. I said, I'm going to approach the management. And something told me, don't bother the management. The management is only showing what they will support. And I recall watching a nice movie on the weekend. Nice movie. Hardly nobody there watching it but me and my little son, my son, and maybe two or three other people. And I recall being alone just with my son and whoever was with us. Sometimes I have someone else with us. Now my wife is with us when we go half the time that we go. She's not a habitual movie goer like we are. My son and I, we don't know anything to do. When we get off of work, we say, oh, a movie. A restaurant and a movie. That's it. We're watching this movie and it come to my mind, ain't nobody here. And after it happened several times that we are watching a nice, great, high-class movie, nobody there but us, then it registered on my mind, our people don't support movies like this. The average one in these African-American neighborhoods, they don't support class. They don't support culture. They don't support quality. All they want to see is violence and sex. Violence and sex. They get the big crowds, the movies that have a lot of violence and a lot of sex. They get the big crowds. They're decent movies that will feed your mind and help you get your life straight or help you keep your life straight. Nobody wants to see those. So I've given up really appealing to those people of minds like that, whether young or old, whether it's our youngsters, our teenagers, or old. My address to you on this day, and every day I speak every first Sunday, a live broadcast, or the radio broadcast, my interest is reaching those who care about life, not those who have given up on it, those who care about life, because they can't help themselves, and they can't help you. If they could help themselves, they wouldn't be in that condition. And if we could help them, they'd be here listening to us. They have no interest in what we are saying. They have no interest in anything but what got them, what's holding them. Vulgarity, violence, love for vulgarity and love for crime. Crime. That's a crime to treat yourself that way. It's a crime to treat your life the way you treat your life. And we want the conscious ones that are in our hearing range, in the radio audience and here at this facility, we want the conscious ones to register more the hurt on society, the hurt on human life. Think about it more and register it more so you will do more about it. Yes. They can't help themselves. Spiritually, they're dead. Morally, they're dead. So how can you raise the dead if they insist upon living in the graveyard? In the big cities, they make more and more room for you. If you want to live in the graveyard, they'll turn over some more land to you to increase the area for the dead. Oh, yeah. They ain't running out of no space when it comes to accommodating the dead. You want to die and go 6 feet under, they're ready for you. Got plenty of land, more. If your graveyard in your area is filling up, they got plenty of land available. They'll accommodate you if you want to go down in the grave, the grave of moral decay, moral rot, we have to reform the behavior. We can save those who are conscious. If the best help that a conscious person needs and the help that helps them the most is just to know that there's somebody else conscious. And we want you out there in the radio audience that are conscious, still alive morally, still respect things of importance, still care about human life and human suffering. We want you to know that we are alive with you, and we want us all to be together. Let us be together, one spirit. God has made us one spirit, and God has made us one life, human life and human spirit. And if you are in human life and like to remain human, you have human spirit. So we are one and the same. And I'm thankful to God, as we say thankful to Allah, Muslims say thankful to Allah, that we still have conscious people on this earth who will not give in to the pressure to go 6 feet under. And there are plenty of pressure out there to go 6 feet under. Plenty of it. Not much help to keep your life in a good condition, but a lot of help if you want to destroy your life. you know, I was thinking on the subject of reform, and an old song, words from an old song came to my mind. It goes like this. I'm going to change the way I walk. I'm going to change the way I talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I said to myself, whoever wrote that song, it put something together. Because walking and talking are developments that come almost at the same time in the life of human beings. Walking and talking. Usually the child that's walking can talk a little bit too. And if they're talking, usually he's walking too. So walking and talking like twins, you know, in the developmental progress of human life. They come around the same time, walking and talking. And this world, with its bad influences, now I say this world, I mean the corrupt world, the unconscious world, or I should say maybe the satanic world, that not out to help human life, but out just to exploit human life, to profit, to make money at the risk of human life. That world reaches us with its influences, and it changes the way we think. First, it changes the way we think. Then it changes the way we feel. Because if the way you think changes, then you're open to feel differently too. So it changes firstly the way we think. Then it changes the way we feel. Then it changes the way we behave. And when the thinking changes, it's expressed in the language. The talk changes. And you know, this, I don't know how this world managed to be so quick. But in the Bible, it says one beast has eyes all over him. And I took that to mean spies. That bad society beast has spies everywhere. And mix among them. And let me know what's happening, what the mood changes are. Let me know what the trends are, or what you see developing. So they'll find a youngster. They'll find a youngster walking down the street. And he has went off from the norm. He's left the old behavior, and he's indicating that he got another spirit in him and a different behavior. He'd be wearing his clothes hanging off his butt. And he'd say, okay, there are a lot of them out there like him, or they are ready to be like him. Let's put him on TV. And we're gonna sell a lot of baggy clothes hanging off the butt.
That's right. That's it.
Now, why am I saying this to you out there? Because I believe there's some good conscious ones out there that's going around with your clothes hanging off your butt. That tells the world that cares nothing about human life, cares more about money than anything, that tells that commercial mind in the world that you are one of them, or you are one of their customers, potential or buying already. So let us be conscious and let us fight the world that takes us down and support the world that lifts life up. That's what we have to do. And this is an effort to reform the way you think. And as I said, if we can reform the way you think, I should say we think, we can reform the way we behave. Because your thinking, your behavior doesn't change until your thinking changes. I'm sure you recall being at home with your parents and some child, member of the family, sometimes a distant one, a close one, or an outsider may be in the house. Because our parents, some of them, they don't care who's in the house. If you behave in an unconscious way, if you display ignorance and vulgar behavior, they'll correct you. They don't care who you are. They say, hey, this is my house. And they're correct. So they would see someone behaving that way, and they would say, what's gotten into your mind? Isn't that what they would say? What's gotten into your mind? Now, they weren't no psychologists, but they knew, common sense told them, if you're behaving differently, something has gotten into your mind. So a lot of us, we think, oh, I know they're bad, but you got to love them. Love them. Come on, honey. I love you anyway, honey. Come on, give me a hug. You should be given the right cross. Right cross.
Yes,
Muhammad Ali or whoever the popular fighter is now. Right cross. Knock them flat on their back. And that'll be love.
Yes, right.
But saying, come and give me a hug, that's saying, I like you just as you are.
Right. Right.
You don't have to change for me. You ain't bothering me with your bad behavior. I like you just as you are. No, we don't. That's not like, that's not love. That's abuse.
That's right. I like it.
You're abusing them with that kind of treatment. Yes. And, you know, if you're conscious, you benefit from everything good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And when you're unconscious, morally, spiritually, when you're unconscious, you are susceptible, you are vulnerable, you're open to everything bad. You lose everything. So we are a people who value human life. Your bad behavior hurts our feelings. The way you treat yourselves pains us right in our hearts. But we are not going to go to the grave with you.
There it is. Right.
We're going to work with the best of us and hope that one day our influence in our areas where we live, in our neighborhoods, will be bigger than the influence of those who don't care about anything but money.
Right.
or will push everything, every other important issue off the desk if it hurts their money. They just want to keep the money coming, big. And they are responsible for all the misery we are seeing now. Not only in the streets, but in our homes. They are responsible. This much damage could not be done to us if it was not for television. Television now brings what's happening from all over the world right into your living room. And you can't be there all the time. You don't know what your children's watching and what they're not watching. So you got corruption having free access, free entry. And that's bad. And what are you going to do? You can't go crazy. I know I won't. I insist upon being sane and reasonable. You can't go crazy and say, "Hey, I'll beat you to death if you keep watching that." No, you can't do that. So they insist that they're going to watch that stuff, and the teenagers, they're going to school. You can't beat them to death. You can just keep talking to them and try to reason with them. That's all you can do. And some of us, we do that, and we lose them. They go out of our house. Pretty soon, they don't want to stay with us because we irritate them.
Yeah, that's right.
So they want to stay with somebody else. So they leave us and go stay with somebody else.
Right.
And pretty soon, we find out that they have left the life, the good life.
Right.
And they have joined those who waste life,
right.
Destroy life. But we only can do our best and have faith that eventually good wins out. Eventually, God takes over.
Yes.
We can only go so far with Satan. And after a while, God will say, "I will take charge of this matter." And then God brings his judgment. And the whole world begins to change. People on high that tolerated their abuse of freedom. Freedom to make money at any cost. Freedom to take over the culture.
Yeah.
And make it nothing but a culture for dollars. A culture to produce dollars. Yes? That's almost what our culture is now in the streets.
Right.
And on television. It's a culture to produce dollars. But there come a time eventually that the high-ups in government, the high-ups in church, in church life, and for us, religion, our Muslim life, the high-ups get fed up too. God put in them the spirit. Say, "Hey, this has gone too far."
That's right. All
right. It has to be checked.
So
high up in religion, in Christianity, I mean world Christianity, Christianity not just here in America, Christianity in Europe, Christianity everywhere, the high ups, they meet and they say, "Hey, something got to be done about this. It's got to be checked. It's gone too far." And they express themselves and high ups in government hear of their concern. And those that have the same fear and the same concern in high places in government, they meet with those of the religious establishment.
Right.
Now, I'm talking as though this is something that could happen.
Yes, come on. Right.
Or something that has happened.
Yes.
But really, what I'm viewing in my mind right now is what's happening.
The ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. All right. Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 178-798-6750. All right. Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, his local distributor. And thanks for listening.